It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
We're singing along in the studio, la la la, Monica. Fashionista Friday is underway here with Monica Bothan.
I'm trying to get underway, but
okay, got to
kind of hit the SOS button. We don't want SOS.
That's right. We got to find the mic for you there, Monica.
Okay.
Put the mic over there. There we go. How are we doing this morning?
Oh, much better.
Beautiful Friday morning, isn't it?
Oh, my God. It is so beautiful. You know, here's the story. Like my mama said, if we can be upright, that's awesome.
That's the main thing, right?
Oh, but I just noticed in your body, it's so bright in here today.
Oh, you got to put the sunglasses on.
You know why?
You got the shades on today.
You know why?
Why?
We have to, okay, if you're going to take a picture, you have to have more stuff in it.
Okay, we're good. There we go.
So we've got to, we've got to embrace summer.
That's right. And it's going to get warm tomorrow and
Sunday. It is going to get warm. Actually, I must be warm. The glasses are up.
Steaming up. It's hot.
So we better take those off. So, yeah, it's supposed to get hot, and we're going to embrace the warmth. And we are heating up at Monica's.
You're heating up. That's good.
Yes.
But you have a theme for July, so
oh,
it can't
I
be
do.
Heating
Christmas
up too much.
In July. Hey. Thank you for shopping, Monica's. I really, 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 really appreciate the business and keeping me going because it's not an easy profession.
That's right.
You know, and they say it on the news all the time, retail.
What's
know.
That?
Retail, it's tough.
It is.
But
small
guess
business.
What?
Yeah.
One thing we got going for us, Paul Ramo.
What's that?
We all have to still wear clothes.
I hope so.
You know, it might be quite an interesting world if we say, no more clothes.
You'd be out of business then.
I'd be out of business. Yes. And I'd have to just stay home because I definitely need to have clothes on. So in that note, I want to just keep thanking everybody for listening to this show. I'm a little sentimental today because I'm thinking about my mama, too. And because she loved flowers. Mm-hmm. And I'm a little off the subject, but my home church in Mineota is celebrating the 150th anniversary, St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Mineota. And because of the members, and including my brother Dewey, in that church going.
Okay.
You know, that was a church that I went to my entire life.
Oh. And 150th, you said?
Yes. Okay. And they have a select group of members, and they're all precious and... I was looking at Googling it last night, and it said they all have generous hearts because they do. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking of my mama and how she would have loved to put flowers here and there for this big anniversary. So I told my brother, make sure you guys have flowers. If not, I'll bring some.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, it's just... This is the go time in the year where there's celebrations, there's all these things, and I want to just get my message out, go to those things, because that makes memories. And if you don't have the right thing to wear, come see me.
Come see Monica, that's right.
Okay. You know, because it's so important to embrace summer.
That's right.
And so we have the last few days of, I think, what is it today, the 24th, 25th?
July. Yeah, we're getting close to August.
Yeah, so
the 25th today.
Now... till the end of the month, I'm still celebrating Christmas in July. And to sweeten it, in memory of my mama, I'm going to give everybody a necklace with a purchase starting today.
Oh, wow. That's generous.
And you can sign up for a drawing, too, for some things. I'm going to give away things. And then also, please put on your calendars Monica's 18th anniversary, September 10th through the... What did we say, 13th, 14th?
No way, really.
10th is Wednesday, 11th is...
Yeah, 10th is Wednesday, 10th through the 13th.
10th through the 13th and
of September.
The 12th, we're serving hot chicken sandwiches, chips and salsa, if I get some salsa from Terry.
Okay, Terry will give you some salsa.
Yeah, if that all works out. Otherwise, for sure, hot chicken sandwiches to go with a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. And we'll do the to-go thing like we did. I've done since COVID.
Yep.
It's just easier.
Yeah, 18 years, Monica.
I just really
like
can't
18?
Believe it. No. But, you know, it used to be I'd say, oh, I've been in business for 4 months. Oh, I've been in business for 8 months. And then it's like, OMG. But I have to say this, and I am sentimental. If I want to have a supportive family and husband, he really believes in me and what I do.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, and so I really, really appreciate it. So that's why KB gets breakfast every day.
There you go.
Except not to now. But, yeah.
Hey, what's Monica wearing today? Because you're popping
today.
Oh,
yes. Okay, so here we go. I am doing paper dolls. So, actually, normally I would have to take my jacket off, right?
Right.
But I don't, because I'm not too hot in this, because it's linen.
It's bright pink.
And it breathes. What kind of pink is it?
Oh, you'll have to tell me. I'm not sure.
Well, I had it in the tip of my tongue.
Oh, you can't remember
and
either?
Well, it is a brighter pink.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a neon pink.
They're neon pink. Describe that.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Goes with your golf cart.
Yeah. Poor Pinky. She needs a paint job this year. But we, you know, we only can do things when we can do them. But, yeah, so this linen jacket, I finally could get into my closet so I could wear it today for you all. But normally, I'm like this. From the black and white world, I would wear either white with it or black.
A white jacket, okay.
Because I'm a matchy-matchy girl.
Yep.
But today, I thought I needed a pop of color.
It's popping.
Yeah, and I've had people say, oh, I like your jacket. I'm like, I gotta get going to Fashionista Fridays. You know, you know, the thing of it is I'm kind of a walking billboard, so I try to dress always nice, but sometimes, you know, you're doing other things on days off or whatever. But, like, for instance, this jacket, and then I'll have to hurry up and show all the rest. But, like, this jacket, I can order, like, extra small or small through 1X, and it's a Floridian company, and they're wonderful to me. And roughly, if I don't have your size or color that you want, a week I can get it.
Right, right. You know, do people, since you're in fashion, and do people really pay attention to what you wear when they see you coming?
Here's the scoop.
I've never seen you in sweatpants or a T-shirt.
Okay. So here's the MO I got. So it's so cute you said that, because when I was going to start my business, where I didn't know for sure if they'd come up the walk or any of that. And my brother was so like, Monica, I will. Okay, that's great. You think that. My husband thought the same thing, but I thought, what if they don't? And the first thing that the small business people said is, Monica, you always have to look your best wherever you are.
Okay.
Because you're a representation of your store.
Business.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then she looks at me and she goes, but I think you already got that. But I am a normal person too.
Right.
You know, yep. So if I run downtown to the Coast to Coast or wherever to Al's Mercantile, oh, you're not working today? They'd say to me.
Oh.
So that would be like if I had
sweats
or shorts and a paint shirt because I was painting or something.
Yep.
So people are used to me. But it's like I need to. It's part of my job.
Right. You always look great.
Oh, well, I don't know about that, but, you know, you have to polish a turnip somehow. Okay. So.
We got a pile of apparel.
Oh, my gosh. So I got a pile of stuff because I had a couple fashionistas come in and say how they love the show. And I want to say that to KU92 for hosting this show. And for all the listeners, thank you. A dream come true, and thank you. Mm-hmm. So, guess what? We better talk about the Daisy shirt.
The Daisy shirt. Oh, that's a big one Daisy on that shirt. Not a lot of daisies, one.
It is so cute on.
It is.
And it really pops under a white.
Jacket.
And I just, a light white linen, and this is a little metallic-y. I might have had that on a couple weeks ago. But I tell you what, the linen, if you don't have a linen, everyone needs at least one in their wardrobe.
You mean a linen jacket?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, they don't fit right. Yeah, they will. You have to get the right fit.
Okay.
Okay. And maybe they all run a little different. And usually I monoconize them, make them into 3/4 sleeve. But now, like this one today, I left long sleeve just to show that.
Yep.
Looks but doesn't this look okay?
Oh, it looks awesome.
Right?
Perfect.
I mean,
matches perfect.
It just feels so good on.
It looks
so
like
I just
fits
think
you well.
Everybody needs this. Plus, I happen to have a navy one with a little chambray sleeveless shirt. Okay, this has a little cap sleeve. A little cute fashion
sleeve?
A little cap sleeve.
A cap sleeve.
So that means it's just a little bit that goes over the arm.
Okay.
So if women don't like this part of their arm, and I say embrace your arms, we're lucky we're here.
Yeah.
You know, just embrace it. This is really cute underneath a linen jacket.
I know what cap sleeves are.
Yeah.
Maynard knew what a cap sleeve was.
Yes.
Wow.
And so,
I'm impressed, Maynard.
Oh, So, and that was one of my tests when I was in school. I did good on those tests because it's stuff like, it's stuff I was interested in.
Right.
Cap sleeve, yep. This short sleeve, three quarter. Here, this went viral. It is my
pair of jeans.
Crop.
It's a crop.
Yes.
Crop
and
jeans.
You can fold them up, cuff them up. And they could even be a little bit shorter, but a lot of women like longer. These are hotter than a pistol. I've reordered them twice. I don't think I can get them anymore. But I have them in this color and the lighter blue.
And that's a nice pair of jeans there. Crop jeans.
Yes,
huh? That's
and
what
they
you call
are so cute. Okay. So I took a selfie of me in the lighter color, and that really took off. So pair that up with little jeans. How fun is that?
Oh, nice.
Date night. In your Corvette or wherever you go, you gotta look good when you're in the car, too, you know.
That's right. When people wave at you, they'll notice what you're wearing.
Yes! And then
another
these,
pair of jeans.
Okay.
That's
these
a lighter
are
color.
So cute. These are a straight crop.
Okay, and that's a lighter color jean.
Yes. And don't be scared of it, because light is really awesome with color.
Is that an elastic band? Or
it's just a pull-on.
Pull-on.
Oh. You can eat in these.
You can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a pull-on jean.
Yep.
Sweet.
But it's got the pockets. What I love about this, they did wonderful. Darker color stitch with the light. Right. It pops it.
All right. We're getting close to
you got to do freight. I'm getting a little warm.
Monica's going to let me do freight. While I'm doing freight,
oh,
we
yes,
can talk here.
Yes.
Oh, there goes
okay.
the jacket.
Oh, there goes the jacket. Okay, we got to be, it's go time. The stretch, pull on, capri. You can, Monica, you got these dirty. I'll shout it out. Anyway, these are really cute, and we got to embrace white right now. So if you guys don't have a white capri or a pant, Paul Ramo, what do you got?
It's a curvy straight.
That's
white
so
pair.
Wonderful. So for the ladies that want no really tight legs, you got to grab this white pair today.
If you don't have tight, what's that? Say that
if
again.
If you don't want tight legs.
If you don't want tight legs.
Yeah, this is a straight finish.
Okay.
These are awesome. Okay. You're never going to find something that fits this good like these. And I think in this one I have left 10 through 18, one pair of each.
Okay.
So you better come in and grab those. Aqua's
in.
Probably one of the most number one color for women is this color.
Aqua.
Mm-hmm. They love it because what? It's cheerful.
It looks unique. It's different.
And it's cheerful.
And it's cheerful.
Yep.
Aqua.
And then look at this cute little vest underneath top. Little fringy one.
Oh, that's my favorite. Favorite
70s,
right there.
Baby.
70s. Wow. Let's take it. There we go.
Okay.
All right, 2 minutes.
Two minutes this guy has given me. And then these were the crop, and I cuffed them up, and they cuff up perfectly. So you need, you know what, if you want a light and a dark, you're set.
Okay.
And if you need something for church this Sunday or a wedding.
Look at that. That's a light dress.
Yep.
Lightweight.
Yep.
Pretty.
Yeah, and
okay,
it's
short
really
jeans, and that's our
odd.
Last one.
Whew, I'm having a hot flash.
1 minute.
Okay, let's end it with this. We wear short shorts. This is too awesome.
All right. Christmas in July at Monica's. Monica, when you open?
Oh, my goodness gracious. I am open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And it's okay to make an appointment. I love it.
And where are you located?
931 Chestnut Street in Awesome Dawson, kitty corner from our school.
Yep. Awesome.
Like me on Facebook. Just come in and say hi.
Yep.
Say hi. You don't have to buy anything.
And shop Christmas in July.
Well,
at Monica's.
You know what? I have had some people get presents for people that they know they like certain things, and I wrap.
Oh, and she wraps.
And I wrap.
Monica, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you. Embrace summer. Bye.
Listening to Q92 KLQP, Madison Dawson. We're at 9.